Blog Talk Radio.
It's the emotion picture. Blog Talk Radio. Tune in. Sometimes we get emotional. Things that we be going through. A way to get it out without sounding clowny is overdue. I go in the vocal booth, but that's just a chosen few. You don't gotta suffer from love issues, there's hope for you. You stuck in the homie zone, don't know the rules. Relationship ended, you need closure soon. Or you trying to spice up your sex life. We got jet set jazz to help you and maybe show you moves. Victorious will interject with intellect in case you go from friends to sex to lovers, or you get rejection, or you feeling disrespect and don't know how to deal. We ain't judging, we just touch on subjects. We know how you feel. Call in. Got our host game so official. It's deep even when we playing. You know it's called the emotion picture, cause you can see what we be saying. Tune in.
Welcome, good night, on this Sunday, December 15th. Welcome to the Emotion Picture Radio Show, and I am one of your hosts, Victorious, Brother Victorious, DJ Victorious, all that. And to my left, I have from the mean streets of Clearwater, Florida, Jet Set and Jasmine.
Yes, good evening. Hey, doing well. How about that?
Okay. How was your adventure weekend?
It was wonderful. I got to meet some of the finest men of Pinellas County. So I want to thank the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta for that. And looking forward to tonight's show. Who else is with us?
Yo. It's
so hard being a
Good.
Hey, Shaq. You're about to
put
some freestyle,
man. Nah.
You have a like 8 or 9. Yo, we need a new theme song, by the way.
All of a sudden, I'll come up with something, man. Or, you know, we could have a contest if y'all want. Get some people involved.
Good idea.
Now you're talking. Huh.
You know,
sounds good.
It might be some real wax or misses. I don't know if people can incorporate your name so smoothly with, you know, the way I did it. So we'll see what happens.
Victorious Intellect. Yeah, now you did. I remember we did a contest before, like about 2000 and, what year was that? 2008? Remember that shot?
Yeah. People came with some good stuff, though.
No, definitely. I don't remember any of the names, but, you know, it's pretty cool.
I'm into the contest.
Oh, all right.
Uh-oh. I guess it's time for the Role Model Romance.
Hey, everyone. So tonight we're going to talk about Khloe Kardashian and Lamar Odom. So it is official. Khloe Kardashian has filed for divorce on Friday. The couple has been married since 2009 after only dating for 1 month. But during the summer, the couple seemed to be having problems with their marriage. And Lamar was reportedly kicked out of the house due to problems with drug addiction. Khloe has been spotted hanging out with LA baseball player Matt Kemp a lot recently. Is this her new boo? Is he her new rebound? Or are they just friends? I guess we'll have to see. But anyway, this marriage is a prime example of what I've been saying all along. These celebrities spend thousands of dollars on a wedding to marry a person after only knowing or being in a relationship with the person for 3 months and even less, then get divorced soon after, and they remarry again and again and again. So this is a role model romance that we do not want to look up to you. And there you have it. That's the Role Model Romance segment for this week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
No.
Ow.
First of all, she was taking shots. Yo, she was taking shots at Terrence Howard last week still.
Yes.
That was last week, yo. She, why Onequa's mad for? What happened? Someone married Onequa?
She mad. She don't want them getting married over. getting married over and over and over and over again. Dang.
Yo, Onika, get the ring back, girl. Get the ring back. But, yo, that's so the Kardashians, they be crushing dudes' hopes and dreams, huh? That's what they do.
No, I think her hopes and dreams were crushed. Khloe was in love with that guy, at least this thing. Yeah.
And then why is she with Matt Campbell, whoever?
Because he's on crack.
Yeah, I'm going to be putting up with them drugs.
Yeah, but if your husband's on crack, you're not going to jump into a relationship right after that, though.
That is true. Yeah, that was brewing.
Yeah, that is true. Maybe they're just friends. What do we know?
Nah, they're not just friends.
No? Okay, all right.
No, she's on.
What are we talking about tonight, guys? What are we talking about?
Well, tonight, it's the Battle of the Sexes, but we're going to try to bring a truce to the Battle of the Sexes. There's a lot of stereotypes that men and women both have of the opposite sex, and I think that people use that as scapegoats. Like, you know, men always do this, women always do that, you know, instead of them looking at themselves or their specific partner, people just throw the blame on the opposite sex. So we're trying to stop all that tonight. And we have a special guest tonight. Do you want to mention it now? You was going to go into a song?
Let's let the song drop and then see if they can guess who our special
guest.
Yeah, hell no, I want to holler no motherfucking tricky all over there smelling like boom.
And it's not
Trina. Hell no.
Man, what you got
played
by
the
bitch?
Hell no, I don't
want to
holler.
Hold up, bitch. Check it out. Hope you don't know now, nigga. That'll represent like me. Who will say some shit like me? One who will lay the dick like me. Bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who do the shit that I do? Run through your whole little crew. Pay for it if I got to. Hope you don't know now, nigga. That'll run off in your high. Motherfucking brains out, bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who'll fall off in the club? Free drinks for the show some love. Pay the ball for the buzz, bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who know more niggas than me? Who do more killing than me? And way more dope dinner than me, bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
Nope.
Bitch, you don't know now, nigga.
No.
You don't know now, nigga. That dress fresher than me. And you don't know now, nigga. That way more polo shit than me, bitch, you don't know now, nigga. Who do more freaky stuff?
I love that song.
What do you say you gonna do, bitch?
man, I don't think I realized how raunchy that song was, man.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
The dirty version is pretty dirty right there.
Oh, man. It's a great song.
I think
we got the bat phone.
Yeah, that we call and check.
The direct line.
Yeah. Let's see. I told him we would call a few minutes in. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Matt. We should prank him.
Some more call no shit to me, bitch.
The daddy dollars.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
My trick. This is Jasmine. You know that we were supposed to call you between 8 and 8:10. Maybe you pick up this phone. Turn back. Trying to see if we can get Trick back on. Y'all there?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, you were kind of breaking up a little bit.
Oh, okay, my bad.
I'm just dumbfounded. Trick Daddy curved. The most for the radio show.
Nah, he'll be on in a minute. So, 10 things that are commonly accepted in relationships, men versus women. Now, what do you guys think about this? Loose lips. Women can tell everybody their business and forever. But if a man talks to anyone besides a woman about their problem, he is shutting her out.
Jazz, you're having some audio difficulties over there.
Where's he at, in the basement?
The closet. Hell going.
Come out the closet,
now,
Jazz.
Now me
and
Shaq.
See if I can dial back in.
Mono, oh, she back in. All right. Yeah, she going.
You lost the closet? Going that piece.
So shy, because now
Yo.
We get to do the man talk shit, you know what I'm saying? Don't you hate when women talk all that, oh, men are cheaters, men can't be faithful, men are dogs, men only want sex, men cheat because of physical, women cheat because of emotions. What's up with all that?
I mean, I'm not really big on generalizations, but it sounds like a scapegoat type thing that women throw out there. See, I just generalize. But it's a lot of different aspects to that. As far as cheating goes, does everybody cheat, man?
I do not cheat, sir. So
no?
No, sir. I've been watching a lot of
I know women that do cheat off of just physical. Like,
yes.
That is...
I have helped people cheat before. I have been in accessory to cheating before, and yes, it was physical. It started like that, at least.
Okay. But here's the biggest misconception or the biggest question I've asked a lot of women. You mentioned them cheating because of emotion, and we cheat because of physical. Can they separate sex and love? Like, can they separate their feelings from sex consistently? Like, is that something that's... Because I know Jazz will represent and be like, oh, yeah, I could do it. But
there's a pretty cold-ass woman out there. I think so. But we gotta call her.
She back?
Yep, I'm back. And with us is the mayor of 305. Hey, Trick.
What's that?
So, Daddy, what's going on?
What up?
Thanks
so we were just
on.
Talking about, Trick, you can jump right in. Is it possible for a woman to separate sex from emotion, like a man can?
No, it's impossible because women forget a lot, and they forget on purpose because they think they got control of the situation. See, women feel like all men are dogs. So with that being said, they should just get them a good breed of dogs. But if you say like me, they look at me and say, well, Trick, you a man gonna be a man. Well, if a man gonna be a man, are you really a woman? With that being said, I'm a man. So if you saying that I'm a man and all men gonna cheat and all men are dogs, then let me be the man. But let me be the man you love and you be a woman while I'm being the man. Meaning like you can't go. Women feel like they can go get back. And I had a talk with a woman on the airplane last month, and I was telling her, she was like, my boyfriend, he be playing. He think I don't know. He mess with this girl at a job. He think I don't know. She be all friendly. But they ain't worried. I got a backup plan. So I said, backup plan? I say, so your backup is his backup. Because he backing you up. So what that bitch said is, I said, baby, how you going to win the game? You got the six man in you. So they always get in their feelings. It's about They forget so much they forget to even remember. They forget to remind themselves, and they think, you know, a man fuck who only let them. A woman sleep with whoever she please. So at that, with that, when I put that in my head, it gives me the mathematics of they think that they control the situation. They think they choose their man. They think they choose their relationship. They think they choose everything. But anything dealing with a couple, it's mutual choosing.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point because the next topic is about the difference between men and women and being indecisive. And so you're saying that women don't always know what they want. They think they do. And I'm not going to share my personal opinion.
Not yet.
But would you say that it's true that between men and women, although we, you know, seem self-assured all the time, I'm an independent woman, I can make my own decisions and this and this and that, that women tend to be more indecisive than men?
See, yes, because that especially in the black woman, because for one, they get it from slavery. Because after slavery, the black man treated the black woman as his slave. You know, she didn't make no decisions. She cooked, cleaned, had babies. At the end of the day, the man made all the decisions. He told her what and allowed her to only do certain things. Okay, so when a woman got fed up of the cheating and the outside children and the abusive language, when she got figured out, she came with this strong, black, and independent that's broke, lonely, and horny.
Mm.
That's all that is to me.
Wisdom.
Damn. Lonely and horny. I think
but
one of those apply to me.
Don't yes. Like most women want the man to make the decisions?
I do. I can't speak for all women, but I actually do like men to make decisions. I mean, if it's something that I feel really strongly about, the man that I'm going to be with, I trust his decisions.
Nice.
Right? So, for the most part, I mean, I do like that. But I also agree with Trick said a little bit earlier about the fact that when it comes to a couple, those things are usually done in consensus. Like, both people, you know, if you care about one another, right? If you care about one another, you're going to make sure that you're looking out for the best interest of the other. So, I'm not one to run around saying I want to call all the shots. I do because I have to right now. But I don't mind a man making decisions for me.
In some cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some women feel like they got to be with somebody. And anyway, when women who are in couples, when women who are in a relationship, hang with single women, hang with Porsche women, hang with women that like partying and clubbing and drugging. When they hang with those people, you know what they say about birds of a feather, but even not just that, because people have their own mind, not just that. Positive people tell you positive things.
Right.
So you might have, you know, you confide in girlfriends, be like, girl, he made me mad today, blah, 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 blah. And a real girlfriend would say, shit, at least you got a man. Because that same patience, that same understanding, that same compassion, that same that same benefit of the doubt that you don't give your man, the next man ain't gonna give you. So what women should do? See, women, they know how to make a man like them, but they don't know how to make a man love them, stay with them. See, a nigga don't like you, but that don't mean you want to be there in the morning. See, it's a difference. Women always say, you just like a typical nigga. I know what you want to do. No, every nigga want to do what I want to do. So my thing is, you don't have to make me wait 5 and 6 months. And if I do wait, it better be some top-of-the-line shit.
But just because you're waiting on that person don't mean you're waiting with anybody else. You still can do your own thing on the side, right? You're just waiting on that one person.
Well, kind of, sort of, but... Well, men got more feelings than women think. It's just that women don't have no boundaries and no limits of getting back and expressing their feelings. For instance, if we found out when our lady was cheating,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't wait until they did something else to break it up. Like, you know how you think I ain't know you was fucking Ted? No. We gonna tell you the next 15 seconds after we find out. Y'all hold shit in, bring shit up later, forgive us for something that you throw back up in our face, and all it does is make us realize what it is we don't like about you.
Okay. So let me bring this up. There's a there is a thought out there between men versus women that women are snoops. So this kind of goes into looking, you know, we're trying to find out if you're cheating, trying to find where you've been, who you've been with. And that's acceptable. Like, women will say, I found out because I went through his cell phone or I went into his Facebook account. But if men do that, they consider the man to be a stalker or crazy or possessive.
Or green.
Yes.
See, but all women don't do that because 9 times out of 10 when you're looking for something, it's there. That's just like your friend calling you, telling you, girl, I seen your old man. He was in the car with this girl. Don't think that she calling you to put you up on yourself. She's calling to crush your heart, to break your heart, to make you feel belittled, to hurt you and your relationship. And when she get off the phone with you for telling you that, she's going to call the bitch that she was on the phone with before she calls you, and she's going to say, girl, what she said?
That is so true.
So what you have to do is, first of all, you got to. These women keep on, like I said, they feel like they gotta be with somebody. You gotta let somebody like you, and then let them learn to love you, and then let them be in love with you. And once that person is in love with you, you become in love with that person. Then a lot of things don't matter, because trust me, that every man in the world got 1,000 things about their wife that they don't like, but they love her, so they let her do it.
So men don't snoop.
Men do murder suicide. Women don't. What we snooping for?
Okay, so once y'all find out, that's it. You're not gonna go looking for it. But
it's hard. Listen, as much as I don't know, now one woman never caught their man cheating or suspected them of cheating. But if he catch you, he would never feel the same way about you. You might as well leave him.
Damn. You guys agree, Vic, Sean?
I don't even want to comment on that. You know what I'm saying?
What you
mean? He could be right.
That, you know what? And that's the best answer in the world.
Baby, you
that's
can tell me
like
anything you want.
Understand.
Yeah, you can tell me.
Yeah, it depends on what happens.
And that's what women do. Just tell me. I ain't going to be mad. Don't do that. Learn.
Man, well, us women are lucky to have you, Trick, tonight, because at least you'll keep it real with us. Then you'll tell us things that our men won't, huh?
And another thing, a man won't sit on the phone with another man and listen to him tell you how long he's been sleeping with his old lady.
What do you mean by that?
Women call other women and be like, well, you know, I didn't know he had a girlfriend, and now I found out I got your number on his phone, and I wouldn't want nobody to do it to me, so I'm being a better woman, and I'm calling you and let you know. He was over my house last Friday.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do that.
And the woman sit right there and listen to her.
That is very true. We do that.
Yeah, nah, that don't happen. Like, you know, if Shaw, for example, meets a girl at a club, you know, next week, I may not hear about her, you know, for the next couple months and shit. Or I may say, you still fucking shorty from the club 2 months ago? We don't really get into all that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not calling no dude telling him, yo, man, I'm fucking your girl. I think you should know.
One of my homegirls, I called her my teacher whore friend. She's a teacher, and a lot of those teachers wish that they could do certain things on Instagram and all that, because I know them. Because they already feel like overworked, underpaid. They done went to college and did all this. Now they making less money than security guard that work at the school. But she's engaged to one of her close friends' ex-boyfriend. She calls me and tells me and want to know how I feel about it. I say, right now, you got to be at the lowest moment of your life. You're fucking behind your friend that you told me all these years that she wasn't shit, that she'd fuck anybody. Now, you're fucking behind. But that was 10 years ago. I say, but that don't matter. So she say, well, I'm going to call her and tell her because I would want her to know it from me to hearing it in the street. I say, what?
So what do you think she was supposed to do?
Women have ill will intent dealing with men all day, and they have hidden agendas. She didn't call her to let her know she was engaged. She called her so the girl wouldn't give him no more pussy.
Oh.
I mean, that's what I think. And I remember, I'm thinking like a man because I don't know how to think like a woman. But I watch women, and I watch what they do, and I know when women watch those relationship movies, they be, You can't judge another person's relationship, another person's past. You can't base that on me. You can't base our relationship and our friendship on what somebody else has done and went through because it's not the same.
Well, if the teacher or homegirl is listening and calling, because I want to know what your intentions were, she probably listening because you know we tweeted the hell out of the show, right?
But you, but let me tell you now, the friend was hurt, and I'm asking her, why are you hurt? So men are very open minded. If my woman came and told me, yeah, I fucked them 5 months ago, you wouldn't fuck me, we ain't fucked them 3 motherfucking weeks, I'd be like, oh, yeah, you're right. Now I'm only going to fuck you now for my reasons. Favors, trade-offs. It seemed like we could never, it seemed like we hardly ever get love, affection, and sex without it being like a consolation prize for something else that we done good.
Wow, I never really thought about it that way.
Now think about it, and I got to go, and it's always nice talking to y'all, but I want you to think about this.
Okay.
3 men and 1 lady, call that a train, right?
Mm-hmm.
3 ladies and 1 man. What is that? That's also
a party.
A train, but what?
A party.
Just like the niggas could go and say, yeah, me and my dogs ran through it together. She can go high-five her homegirl and say the same thing.
Yeah, that's a party. I think either way is a party.
But if I walked in the club, but here's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
If I walk in the club and I see 5 bitches that I done fucked this year, I'm going to hold my head up. And I'm going to get paratoed, bowleg, and be spody and all. I might go to the fire spray on some more cologne. But if you walk in the club and see 5 niggas you fucked this year, you might
walk right out.
Your stomach might feel sick. You might ready to go.
That is true.
So just know, don't dish it out if you can't take it.
Wise word.
And this, when women go to say my baby daddy ain't shit and you just like the last nigga, all y'all niggas the same, she's really confessing that she have bad taste in men because all women are the same.
Good point. Nice. Well, Trick, thanks
so much. It's been nice talking to y'all, man. I gotta go tend to my food. You know, I just got through cooking. You know what I'm saying? Go take this last batch of chicken out this grease. And ladies, if you get a nigga to fuck you good, suck your pussy, pay your bills, and cook, he's a keeper.
Pay your bills. Okay.
Talk to you soon. Thanks so much, Trick.
All right.
All right, let's get into another Trim Daddy song. That's 2-time emotion pitching guest, Trim Daddy.
About to take it. God Almighty, like back in the old days.
Back in the old days.
You know, years ago, they had the A&R men to tell you what to play, how to play it.
Miami niggas
just
have
rock.
Our own identity.
But in
like
the studio,
Miami.
We did it. We had champagne in the studio,
like
of course.
Atlanta.
You know, compliments
folks from the West Coast sound
company,
like niggas from the West
and
Coast.
And we just laid back and did it.
Not New York niggas.
So we hope you
like
enjoy listening
niggas
to this album half as much as we enjoy playing it for you. Because we had a ball.
I'm lost.
The only real music's going to last. All that other bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
D County. For those of y'all who don't know, I am the Daddy Dollar. I would just like to say that It took me a long time. A decade and a half.
Keep my town and my city
to where we are now. I would like to commend all you hard workers.
All you hard workers.
Yeah, you Dade County representative.
Representing
your city.
Representing your city.
Check. They still tweeting about my old shit. Now I'm trending. Niggas want that old trick, but that's the young trick. I'm getting old and shit, but hell, yo, a nigga on some old shit. I'm like, damn, but where the love at? Can a nigga get a spin? It's me, it's your man. It's bad enough you don't remember me, but just had it up and I'll forever be your memory. A lot of many me's and wannabes after me, but honestly, another me that could never be. I could've played around and laid down. I lost a lot of thoughts, took falls, but never stayed down. A team player coming off the bench, who got a starting job and I've been representing ever since. How could you forget about me? Knowing Slip and Slide Records probably wouldn't have been shit without me. And I probably wouldn't have been shit without him. But when you think about it, I was there when the shit started. Since Face told a true story. Way before the Chris sipping, living in a two story. Three niggas in a small ass duplex. The Bunny Robot snatched the money step back. But I just sat back, sip yak, smoke dank and think like, damn, it's about to be stank. Big bank, take a little bank, and it's all over payola and the same niggas, they don't know you. How could you forget about me, huh? How could you forget about me? It felt good to get my first check. So good that I forgot to pay the IRS. Was living life like, I owe you, but they like, you owe us, so nigga, we owe you. That crazy boy, you all too. And don't pay us, and watch what we gon' do. We gonna penalize every goddamn dime, and we ain't leaving you alone till we leaning on your home. My life been so stressed. 12 years living with lupus, and 3 of them on house arrest. More court dates than concerts, and now my lawyer fees are powering all the royalties. How could you forget about me?
I wanna know.
How could you forget about me? I just wanna know how could you forget about me? Always remember, that a friend to everyone, that a friend to nobody. No way. Even though some of us is better than most of us, but ain't none of us better than all of us. Remember.
It's us.
Miami niggas. Against everybody else. Shout out to all the real niggas, real Trick Daddy fans. I'd like to thank y'all for visiting my city. Enjoying yourself at the strip club. Having fun in the sun, hanging out there on South Beach. But then again, it is what it is. Cause we over here on the other side of the bridge. And I am. The Daddy Dollars.
That one.
Yeah, that was hard right there.
Yeah. Who would forget about Trick Daddy? That's crazy talk. Are you guys there with me? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you.
Y'all still pleading the fifth over there?
I don't know if I plead the fifth on that one, but I felt what he was saying about that.
Yeah, I felt what he was saying.
Yeah, I snooped like a half a time. But when you start looking, it's over. At least you know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, Sha, I know, you know, we both know people who, well, let me rephrase that. There are people who I know, and so all of us know, there are men who have caught their girl or their wife cheating and still going strong. Like, there are some dudes out there that do stay with the woman.
Right.
A lot of dudes like that do that. You know, and shout out to y'all. You know, it's definitely
yeah.
It speaks to your character and patience and trust. I ain't making fun of nobody.
No. I think couples can, you know, depending on where they are in their relationship or how they are compatible as two people and their foundation, can get over and get through infidelity. But I'm sure it takes a lot of work, and you know, so it's not impossible. they can certainly get help or look within and kind of find out what the root cause was. But it does take a lot of work. So, yes, a lot of good points. A lot of good points. A lot of the behaviors that he talks about with women, I certainly see less of it the older that I get. So I like to think that we do become more mature and secure with ourselves. And then our circles of friends get smaller and stronger, where we're not having so much like gossipy stuff and backbiting and bad intentions within our circles. So
that bothers me.
Thoughts I had.
Yeah. It's funny. I don't remember too much of anything that he said, much like last show, because it was a lot of real slick ancient pimp wisdom. But one thing that I do remember he said that stuck out was that there are some. Oh, hi. Right. I'll hold that. You got a call?
Come on.
Drop a
come
jewel.
On in.
Hi,
yeah. Okay, hold
hi,
that
guys.
Hey, who's this?
This is Ebony Empress from the.
How you don't know Ebony Empress?
Hi,
I know who you are. I know who you are.
I know who you are.
Yeah, they all do.
How you doing?
Now, where are you calling from? Because we do have some new listeners. I don't know.
Okay.
What
well, I'm from London. I'm from London.
Oh, okay.
I actually live in London. And I am on BTR, so people may know my show. Go look for it. If you don't, it's just Ebony Empress shows. But I'm listening to you guys, and just reminded me of a friend today who called me up, and they had a big party because it's Christmas coming up, and they brought the cousins together and everybody. And they were celebrating, and one of her cousins, who likes to bring a new guy along every time she's dating someone, it's like, I need to bring him to the family do, okay? So she brings him along and shows him off to everyone. And everybody kind of thinks, why do you do this? Because every time we meet up another Christmas, there's a new guy, okay? But she still seems to like to bring them along. But what was interesting this time, the guy she brought seemed to be different to the others. He was really nice. He was out socializing with everyone, you know, really getting on, really friendly. And then eventually she sits next to my friend and this her cousin and says, sits next to my friend and she says to her, oh, you know, this guy's really great. Don't you really like him? And she said, yeah, he seems interesting. You know, how long have you been dating? She said, oh, just a few months, really, but I think he's so different from all the other guys I've met. You know, he's seen me around and at parties and clubs, and eventually he had the confidence to kind of say, well, you know, I think we should get together, and I thought, well, you never noticed me before, but okay, yeah, why not? So she says, we're going out, and everything's fine, but he's awful in the bedroom, right? And my friend kind of and looked at her and thought, well, why would you share that, right? Because the truth is, he seems to be a great guy. He's doing all the right things, you know, he's connecting with your kids, and everybody seems to like him, and then you drop that bombshell, okay? You're not enjoying the bedroom. Okay, so why are you there? And so do you need someone just to hang on your arm to look good for your friends, for your family, or are you looking for a real relationship? And if that real relationship isn't working for you, are you able to be really honest? And a lot of women, and I don't know, and I guess men too, I suppose. I don't know how it works for men because I'm not one. But the women I know, a lot of them can't be honest about stuff, particularly when it's, you know, particularly if you've got a good guy that's kind of like 80%, you know, he's there, brilliant with your kids, or he's good with your family and your friends and everybody likes him, but he's crap in other areas. And the 20% may be the thing that will make you lose commitment, go off and cheat, do something behind his back, but you're not able to front it up and accept that maybe people aren't perfect, but why not be honest about it instead of trying to run away from it? Just my little point.
I think you raised us a very interesting story. I don't know why anyone would share that at dinner. Rather inappropriate. But more importantly, kind of going back to what Trick Daddy mentioned about men not liking a good portion, well, not a good portion, but a lot of the things that their wives do, but
a thousand things
specifically, right. But being so in love with them that you can, overlook, tolerate. Keep it a keeper, or you can overlook some of those things. So that 20% in the bed, there's lots of ways to improvise intimately, but there's not a lot of ways to change someone's personality so that they get along well with your family, friends, your children.
And I think some people, it's a deal breaker for them. A lot of women, that's a deal breaker, but they won't say it, they won't admit it, they won't try and face it up and try and, work it through. They'll do something, or they'll go cheat silently, or they'll whisper to their girlfriends. That's what they do. And I hear it more and more, so I know it happens a lot out there. And I'm not sure why we can't be more mature about relationships and just, and accept that nobody is perfect. You always will have an imbalance of things. If you find that perfect 100% person, well, good for you, right? But most people, there will be a 70-30 or an 80-20, or there'll be some split where things are not perfect in your eyes, because it's always going to be how you see it. But it's what you want to do about it, and can you remain committed regardless of those issues?
Well, thank you, Evie Edwards, for calling us.
No problem.
The most important thing you said, I think she said, was a woman that she knows in London that needs to be serviced properly. So if you are in the London area and want to try to make it next Christmas dinner, Evie Edwards' friends, check out her show. And Evan Evers, when is your show?
I've got a show on Tuesday nights, and that's 5 p.m. Eastern if you're in the U.S. And I don't know. And, 10 p.m. in the U.K. And then I have Global Village Dating, which is just for singles, really, on a Thursday where we just play games and have fun. But that's the same time, 5 p.m. Eastern. Yeah.
That sounds great. Play games and have fun. Well, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Another caller? Caller, you're on air.
Hey there.
This is you.
Maybe. You're going to drop the line. Shaw, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Wow, that was an interesting story that she shared with us there. So let's try to be honest with our partners, be upfront. There's a lot of things that we can fix that 20%, don't you think? If you knew what that 20% was, that your mate was a little dissatisfied with, wouldn't you work towards improving it if they're honest with you?
If you can. Some things is just you. I mean, it depends, how some people are at a certain point that, that's just who they are. You know what I'm saying? Like, just either you're going to love the person and accept their, what you would consider to be shortcomings, or you can just try to change it. But after a while, like, things don't change. It's like, what you're going to do.
Yeah, that's true. To me, it's just good to always be aware.
But
so,
I wanted to...
go ahead.
Well, I wanted to get back to something that Trick had said. This is kind of on course of the show, that there are some people that constantly make the same bad choices with the opposite sex, and then they go ahead and stereotype the opposite sex, and they blame the man or blame the woman instead of thinking about choices that they make. And that is no way to get out of that situation. Like, you're going to constantly be in the same situation. You're going to find some friends to co-sign that. Yeah, they ain't shit, And you got to take a little bit of personal responsibility for your choices. Because all the good men and good women aren't taken. They're not all gay. Whoever got a good man found a good man or woman somehow. So, you can't use the same old excuses. You got to look at, why am I attracted to a certain thing and why am I attracted to a certain thing? Always be miserable. On that note, a person who attracts the world.
worst things in the world. The X-Files coming up.
Chapter 3, The Psychotic Snow Girl. It was a snowy winter day. I was asked to do a little overtime after work. With the economy the way it is, who could say no to time and a half? I usually got out of work at 8, but that evening I stayed till midnight. Earlier that week, I had called it off with this girl I used to see. Well, she used to really come see me. We never did anything. We never went anywhere. She came over. We would watch some TV. I would order some food, smash, and send her on her way. At times, she would try to stay over, but I wasn't trying to feel that. She knew my work schedule pretty well, too, and I guess that evening, she wanted to surprise me and sneak up on me on some bullshit. She didn't know I was doing overtime that night. Mind you, it was dark, cold, and snowy. On my way home, I had finally reached my block, and across the street from my house, I see her peeking at me from behind a tree. She must have been hiding out there since 8:30, 9 o'clock. She gave me this look of death and cut her eyes at me, gave me an evil grin like she got one over on me. The look was sort of like a woman on the edge of insanity. I can't front, I was scared. I walked into the house, locked my door, and peeked at her from behind the glass window. She was slowly walking away, fading into the darkness. She kept on staring, kept on staring. I can't front. I'm happy this chapter is over in my life. End of chapter 3.
So perplexed. Oh, wow, I don't know what to say to that.
Well, all right.
I know. Snow girl peeking behind the tree. It's creepy. You know, Vic, you mentioned people have to really start thinking about why they attract the people that they attract. I think our X-Files, our X-Files guy needs to do some self-reflection. I don't know. Maybe we lost a bit, but
Trust me, I feel the same way. I've self-reflected plenty of times why I track crazy.
Do you really feel that?
I'm back.
When you look back? Okay, there you go. When you look back, do you really feel that you see a pattern in the women that you've dated?
Well, see,
in that way?
The thing. I wouldn't call it the women I've dated. I would call it the adult relationships I've tried to have that start out one way and then flip, and then I get mad at them and call them crazy when they act like they didn't know that it was what it was.
What was it, actually?
It, you know, if it's a mutual physical relationship and it's been agreed upon, and I usually start off with a story about someone crazy from my past, like, hey,
mm-hmm.
you know, let me tell you about this crazy girl that thought it was something that it wasn't. And then, you know, I'm telling this new girl that, like, don't be like that. And then all of a sudden, they turn into that. And
so when you did this self-reflection, I've got to ask, what did you come to the conclusion about yourself?
I came to the conclusion that I like emotionally unavailable women. When I don't like them a lot, because what you said about liking and love is real. Like, there's a lot of things you may not like about somebody, but if you love them, you know, it's all good. But sometimes I just don't really like people to spend a lot of time with them, like to have them spend the night. That just the thought of that would bother me. To wake up next to somebody that you're not really feeling like that.
I do have another question. I have a question for you guys based off what he was saying, that women do a good job at making a man like
that
her.
That was deep, but not lovely.
Yeah, I agree with that. Even, you know, from a woman's standpoint, I do feel like I have put in the past a lot of effort into getting someone to be attractive to me, and then I have felt that moment when things kind of fall apart. But do you guys see that a lot?
All the time.
Or feel that a lot about the women that you date or have dated?
Yeah, I've seen it plenty of times. It's almost like they're just baiting you in to get you to like them, to like them on the surface. It's like showing the representative. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a girl who she said that I know I'm crazy, right? And I really like this guy, so I'm not gonna to really show my crazy side until I got
him.
That's what she said. So I mean that definitely does happen. People think that you know like the dude just makes crazy choices on purpose, like you know.
No.
The time we be fooled too. Just like women get fooled, we can also be fooled.
Well, I also think, and I just want to put this out there because I certainly don't want our lady listeners to feel like, you know, I'm putting them out there. But we are definitely socialized to have a certain type of etiquette with men. And, you know, just like your friend was saying, like, I'm a certain way, but, you know, on a date, I'm going to, like, eat like this, and I'm going to speak this way, and I'm not going to talk about this. And almost like, you know, we're not going to be ourselves. We're going to be what we have been taught to behave like. And you can only keep that up for so long. And, again, with maturity and age, I find that, you know, I don't have the tolerance to put up that front for myself. And it's just so much more freeing just to be able to find out if you're compatible, you yourself, not your representative, is compatible from the very beginning and drop some of those social norms on how to behave on a date or, you know, when first meeting a guy or a girl.
Yeah, we're going to talk about politics, religion, all that first date. Okay.
Get it out.
Everything.
That's good. So, wow, interesting show tonight, men versus women. We're not fighting. It's the end of the show. I think we did pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I guess we are, we have the motion picture voicemail set up, yes. So what is that number? Is it 206-337-7503 if you want to go ahead and leave us a voicemail. We're going to be using some questions that you may have for an upcoming show. It's our annual Tell Me Anything show, so you can ask Sha, Jasmine, or myself anything you want, and if it ain't too crazy, you know, we'll answer it on the air. And Sha, anything coming up? Don't you got a record out with Willie the Kid and Sean Price or something like that?
Oh, yeah. They be holding on to my old verses, man, letting them go, cutting my verses. But, yeah, the joint is hard. Willie the Kid, Sean Price.
They cut your verses, sir?
I mean, you know, it was longer for us, but
So you saying that somebody got sugar your verse and had to cut all the good lines out with them?
I'm just saying that it was longer, man. That's all I'm saying. And
wow.
Sean Price still admitted that I bodied him. So you know, what can I say?
Because I thought Sean Price didn't get on songs with you no more for that specific reason.
Hey man, he went last. He heard. Mine is almost 2 years old, so he had a chance.
That's my guy. That is funny. I want to make sure that we let our listeners know how to get in touch with our special guest, our two-time, one of our favorite guests, Trick Daddy Dollar. He has a lot of great things going on, and that man cooks a lot. If you follow him on Instagram or Twitter, you can get some recipes for a heart attack, but good soul food every now and again. I can't eat that stuff every day. I don't know how he does it. But you can check him out on Facebook, Trick Daddy Dollars, or Twitter, the 305 Mayor. And, again, on Instagram, Trick Daddy Dollar, and his website, www.305mayor. Make sure you show him some love because he definitely shows us love. And, Vic, go ahead.
Check out our show from last year that Trick Daddy was on. Homosexuality, actually.
At least that's what it started
show.
On.
Yeah. Trick took us to slavery. Trick commandeered the show, talked for an hour. You know, definitely a great show. And,
So I want to ask you one more time, can you give us the number to leave voicemails? Because you can leave us some interesting stories, too, and maybe we'll feature you for the X-Files, because at some point we have to get our X-File members some help, and we might need
to have him.
What's that number again?
Or a date. 206-337-7503
is the number.
Okay. Before we leave you tonight with a musical selection, I just want to let everyone know that December 20th is the opening of Body Altitude's Health and Fitness Studio, which myself, Pamela Socorro, and Hassan King Salam, also Mile High co-host, are opening here in Clearwater, Florida. So
if you're in
the area passing through, or you need some mobile virtual help and support with your health and wellness, please check us out at bodyaltitudes.com. And
so
I think
what goes on there? Yeah, yoga and stuff?
We have Zumba, we have jet fuel circuit training. It's a mix between CrossFit and functional training, weightless, a lot of training using just your body. If you can't lift yourself, why would anyone else want to?
I gotta go. My phone's ringing.
No, don't leave yet. Also health and nutrition support, and a lot of virtual online stuff, some personal training, the whole nine. You can get it, including your mental health, at Body Altitude. So come see us.
Did you make that up?
Yes.
Did you make that one up?
About lifting yourself? Yeah. I don't know if I lifted it up, but I mean, I just thought about it and I believe in it. Weightless, that's the name of our class.
That's wisdom right there. That's that trick daddy right there. If you can't lift yourself, why would anyone know? We have a song.
I listen to the mayor.
I'm using that one.
Yeah, I know you would be. Yeah, I don't know. Sha and Jasmine are racist against overweight beast people. I don't know what to call them this year. But.
We're so supportive of their – we are supportive of their wellness.
I take them all. All right, so we'll see you all next week.
I don't want to go there. We should never go there. Why you want to go there? I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please wait, but please don't judge me, judge you, cause it could get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? He's gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Maybe the fact that you're hearing rumors about me, and saw some pictures online saying they got you so angry, making you wish you were burned. Before we start talking crazy, saying some things we'll regret, can we just slow it down and stress? You said you're beautiful,
so bad.
So please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you. And if you love me, then let it be beautiful. Just let the past just be the past, and focus on things that are gonna make us laugh. Take me as I am, not who I was. I promise I'll be the one that you can trust. So please. Don't judge me. I won't. Cause it's
Thanks for listening to The Emotion Picture. Make sure you stay tuned for the next episode of the Mile High Club with Jasmine and King.
Blog Talk Radio.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brakes, touch my back half for you. Your diesel engine, I'm squirting that oil. Down on the floor till my speakers start to boil. I flip shit, quick slip, hip dip, and I'm twisted. And your hands and your lips and your tongue trick. And you're so thick. And you're so big, and you're so crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice, crown royal on ice.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you.
Welcome to the Mile High Club. I am your pilot tonight, Jasmine, and my co-pilot to my right. Who do I have with me tonight?
You saying that like you didn't just dedicate that song to me in the beginning. I'm always your co-pilot. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is King Noir, bringing you another episode of the Mile High Club. What's going on today, Jasmine?
King, you know, this might be some people's first time listening.
it might be. I know we always get new listeners and our fan base is growing, which is great. But they still need to know I am also on the show. You just be taking over and stuff, forgetting about it.
I don't know, that song just, you know, it puts me in a position of control, I think. But so we may have to find a new intro. So you're working on that, aren't you?
I like that song. Every time I hear Jill Scott sing it, I'm singing it to me.
Yeah, she does something very empowering for me, which we'll be talking a little bit about tonight, empowering women. We just spent 3 weeks in the southeast corner of the states. We started, in Atlanta and worked our way all the way down. Yeah, all the way down to Tampa, Florida. This time we didn't go as far south. But, boy, we just spent a lot of good time meeting some amazing women and hearing their challenges and triumphs in the bedroom, around the bedroom, leaving the bedroom. It was really a great time. Did you enjoy yourself?
Yes, I had a great time. I want to send a special shout out to all the ladies that showed up for Connect the Dots out there in Atlanta. Yes, 406 was a good time. Check out a few pictures that I have up on Instagram from Atlanta.
What is your Instagram, as if I don't know?
My Instagram is at the King Noir, and Noir is spelled N-O-I-R-E.
And you can also find my Instagram at JetSettingJasmine. And if you're not yet on Instagram and you still hang out on Twitter, we're there too. I'm at JetSetJasmine and King Noir. And again, N-O-I-R-E. Know the on Twitter.
Yes, correct.
Got it? Okay, good.
You know what? Ever since, ever since Instagram came out, though, I have neglected my Twitter page. I need to get back up on Twitter and have some conversations. But I love throwing pictures up on Instagram. It's fun.
I know. The pictures are worth a thousand words, that's for sure. And I love that you're on Instagram now because I get to stalk you on there, and you have some really crazy pictures. The cool thing about my job is that I get to see you in action, but it's really fun to look back at the pictures and remember exactly what was happening in that moment. And you got yourself into some pretty interesting situations here in Florida.
Some that can't be on Instagram, though.
But they can be on air.
Yes, they can.
So those of you that are joining us for the first time, I think it's important that you know that King and I travel the country looking for multiple different ways to help women and couples, groups of friends discover and explore their sensuality, sexuality, their inner confidence, and tackle some of their more intimate issues. And we do this not only from a sexual standpoint, which we focus on mostly on the Mahi Club because that's our favorite aspect of wellness, but we also do body altitudes where we take women and couples and, again, groups to their highest possible peak when it comes to their personal fitness. So no matter where you're starting from, we help you reach your personal goals and beyond. So that kind of sums it up. And we're going to actually get into tonight some of the questions that came up while we were here in Florida, questions and concerns and topics and things of that sort, because we feel it's important that these things don't only get shared in the parties that we throw, but we also share it with our listeners. So,
absolutely.
Let's see. You want to take the first question?
Sure. Or, what do we got?
All right. So the first one. This one came actually at almost all three of the events. This is such a hot topic, and it's squirting. Squirting.
Mm.
Yes.
I love it.
Now, I know you do. And apparently lots of men and women love it and have become pretty fascinated with the concept of women ejaculating. Now, this is not a new concept, but it certainly has gained a lot of interest from our female clients.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there actually seems to be a little bit of pressure, no pun intended, behind the topic of squirting. Women, like, want to do this so bad. They want to know what it's all about. And it is just that. It's the female ejaculation. So, ladies, you have the ability to come very similar to how a man does. It's not urine. A lot of women, that's the first thing they say is, I thought I peed on myself, which is actually my experience, too. It's quite embarrassing if you don't know what's going on. And
squirter, just to clarify for all our male listeners out there.
Well, I've had the experience. So I think this is a misconception that if you squirt that you'll do it every time, or that there's squirters and non-squirters. I think the best way to put it is that every woman has the ability to squirt, and it may not happen all the time. And that's okay. Or you may be someone that, you know, squirts on demand. And that's okay, too. So what it comes down to, ladies, is one, exploring yourself, finding out what position, what angle, what really touches your G-spot and allows you to create that female ejaculant, and what allows you to relax, to actually expel it. Because a lot of women, when they have, their orgasm, they clench up and they stop, but there's a good chance there's more to come if you allow yourself to relax and allow your partner to keep at that angle that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Also, familiarize yourself with the U-spot as well as your G-spot.
Tell us about it.
The U-spot is actually close to the woman's urethra.
Okay.
And if it's stimulated during oral sex, or also there are certain positions where they'll allow you to play with it with your fingers or a bullet or any other toy that you might like during actual intercourse. When you do feel like you're about to reach that peak, if you can take it up a notch higher with that as well.
Nice. So something that King brings up is that it's close to your urethra, so therefore you may have the sensation that you have to urinate. That's not what it is. It's probably that you are about to squirt, so just go with it. And,
yes.
Hell, if you make a mistake, so what? Wash the sheets and start over.
There you go.
Okay, so
and
that
I mean,
one
some
question.
Some people are into that. They don't even consider it a mistake, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Whatever, it's sex, let go, have a good time, and, you know, laugh about it later. So, okay, so that was squirting. We also had an interesting conversation at one of our parties. It was one of my favorites over the week. It was with a group of Latina fitness women. I mean, these women, yes, they were in amazing shape. They all teach different fitness classes, and they all met through some form of physical activity. And I mean, beautiful, beautiful women. And I am so gracious to have been a part of one of their, I guess it was their birthday and a graduation all at the same time. So great to be a part of their celebration. But one of the ladies really stuck out to me because she was having a hard time not understanding why her partner just could not read her mind when it came to sex. I think she may have said at least 50 times in the first half of the party, why doesn't he know what I want? So, King, as our resident woman mind reader, what do you think about this? What's wrong with her guy? Why can't he read her mind? And she wanted to know why you understand and he doesn't.
I am not a mind reader, nor do I want to be a mind reader. I saw the commercials for that Mel Gibson movie where he was reading women's minds, and that was enough for
me. Okay.
But it's not about reading someone's mind. I think it's more about paying attention to someone's body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people give away signs. I know women, even just not even when you're having intercourse, but even before you get to that point. You know, if you're licking on a woman's neck or breathing or kissing or biting on her neck, the way she moves will let you know if that's her spot or not. If she's giving you more neck to kiss or holding you in some, you start feeling her clench on you tighter, then you know that you're in the place to be. You know, how a woman breathes. She moans. Like, when you hear those signs, some people aren't comfortable saying, right there, or, you know, mm-hmm. pull my hair, smack my ass. Some people aren't comfortable saying that, but they enjoy it. So if you pay attention to how your woman gives you body language, you'll be able to find it. But then, you know, some people are just not fluent in that language, so it does help. If you are vocal and you do tell somebody what you like, you know, there's nothing wrong. And I think I said this at the party to the young lady. I was just like, you know, men, we like hearing things. We like, you know, don't sun the guy out, but, you know, definitely say, you know, right there, baby, I like that. You know, men, we work well when we're rewarded. And we're told that we're doing something right.
Sounds good to me. I think women are much the same. A lot of what you mentioned, I think it's also important for women. A lot of women say, well, you know, I don't know what he likes, or how do I know I'm doing it right? And to me, you hit it right on the target. One of my favorite body languages to pay attention to is the breathing, because that's something that's really hard to stage. So, And it's something that we all do, whether, you know, whenever we get excited or turned off or turned on, afraid, anything, any of our emotions are really tied to our breathing. So that's something that you can always use as a cue as you start to learn your partner and maybe get more comfortable with using verbal cues. The other thing that we shared with her is, you know, if you're in an intimate situation with your partner, feel comfortable with putting his hands where you like to be touched. I mean, that's what's called prompting. You're prompting him to touch an area. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to be pleased and making certain that it happens almost by any means necessary. So I hope you took
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
There's also other ways that you can introduce it if you're a little bit more shy. I mean, everybody, I'm sure, at some point has seen the sex dice. You know, that's a nice little game that you could play where if you're not familiar, you know, it's, I don't know how many sides are on the die, but, you know, you roll the dice, and one die tells you to lick, and the other one will tell you neck or kiss and forehead or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way to introduce because, you know, someone's like, whoa, nah, I don't like that. Then you'll know not to do it. But if someone's like,
right.
Oh, yes, absolutely, come and get it, you know, then that's another way. Also, if you want to entice your partner to try and find their way to different parts of your body or to even, you know, just give them a few hints. You know, write a message. Write it in your little sex thing next time. Tell them to explore you a little bit more. Tell them there's a treasure map on your body or something like that. You know, I mean, there's many ways to introduce it instead of just having one of those talks where it seems like you're in trouble or something like that, you know.
Yes. Don't start it with, we need to talk.
you're
not
up.
Pleasing me. Yes. So hopefully she took some of our pointers, and those of you that are trying to find new ways to communicate with your partner sexually, that you'll take a little bit from us on that. So now I want to kind of get even more into your domain, King. Since we're talking about ways to touch your partner. Now, during our fantasy flights, I am very fortunate to partner with Sensual Noir and have an erotic touch masseuse on board for our parties. And King is my favorite and only erotic touch masseuse because I have found nothing like him in all of my travels. So he's kind of my one-stop shop for everything erotic, sexy, and not mind reading, though. So one of the things that King does, and we're going to actually have a show a little bit more on erotic touch and the importance of it, but he offers the ladies different types of massages, which is best explained as kind of the best of a spa and the best of adult entertainment, like a male review in one. Did I get it right?
Yes, you did.
Okay, great. So whatever you love the most about those two things, combine them together and then go ahead and put it on high, and then you have a sensual noir massage. And so the women, when they go back in their private area for their massage, not only do they learn about different places on their body that can be stimulated, but they also learn how to take these tips and apply them to their partner when they go home or whenever they have another opportunity to exercise some of the things that King teaches them back there. So I'm never back there because rarely am I ever invited. it's pretty intimate and it's private, as it should be, and completely personalized. But I hear that you get a lot of questions back there. So I'm going to turn it over to you to share some of the more frequently asked questions that go on in the
campaign. I thought you were going to ask on their behalf because it sounds weird to ask myself questions.
Well, not to ask yourself questions, but to break. Okay, fine. I'll go ahead and tell you what I hear when they come out. I'm always in tune to what's going on in the party, but I have to tell you, every time a woman comes out of that room with either her shirt on backwards or her hair a little fluffed, my other ear turns on, and so rumor has it.
I think still the best though is when Shorty fell down the stairs a little bit in Atlanta. That was my greatest compliment.
It was.
And her shirt was on backwards too.
Her dress was on backwards, King. Let's get it right. Her dress was on backwards. She stumbled down the stairs, and she was as greasy as I don't know what you rubbed her down in. But she was so happy. That was actually, it was Roisin's 21st coming of age, and that's coming C-U-M-M-I-N-G of age party in Atlanta. Unforgettable night. Wow.
Yes,
so rumor has it that you can give about anywhere from 10 to 15 massages a night, and each woman says you're as hard as you were the first time. Is that so?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. So, a lot of our clients have trouble with their partners staying erect for one round of sex. How do you do it, King? How do you stay erect for 15 different women? And you're back there for anywhere from like 20, 30 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the average massage there lasts 20 to 30 minutes.
And so let me not be coy here. Before we started working together, I was first a client, right? And, totally enjoyed it. I had a wonderful, wonderful massage, and it was everything sensual, erotic, all of that kind of stuff. But, see, I thought you were just, like, you know, like, feeling me. Like, I was like, wow. And then come to find out, you're able to do this with every client. So how do you do that? Where do you go? Where do you go in your mind to be able to stay erect and to perform the way that you do for each of your clients?
All right. Well, I'll say, you know, I'm actually hard right now. Just well, I'm usually hard from our conversations, but the way that I stay erect, and it has nothing to do with not feeling a client, because my purpose is to please, and I get turned on by knowing that whoever I'm massaging is enjoying herself, feeling good, feeling sexy, and being pleased.
So we can
I am turned on by my clients in that sense.
Okay.
Like,
so we can
I look at myself as a living, breathing sex toy. So the same way you would go home and turn on your bullet or your rabbit, when it's time to be pleased by King, you turn me on the same way.
Okay. So I can take that personal. Okay. Very,
you should
very cool.
Take it personal.
Now that is customized toy.
Yeah, and I mean, and I think in that sense too, every massage is customized. Because, you know, when you go to some place like Massage Envy, there's a particular routine that they have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say anything against it. You know, a spa is something different, and that's why, just as you said, it's the best of a spa and a male review combined together, and then on high. Because if you tell me, you know, first and foremost, you got this kink in your neck and you need that to get out, you know, that's my number one focus. So you're like, you know, you're on your feet all day, you need your calves taken care of, but at the same time, you know, we're going to have some music playing that is going to get you to a special place, like that Jill Scott song you was playing earlier.
Yes,
and
some aromatherapy. There's always something that smells really nice out of the room.
Absolutely. Some incense, some candles. Everything is set up for you to be completely relaxed and enjoy. You know, we work with certain breathing techniques back there, and techniques that you can take into your everyday life, you know, so. There's
Very
a reason
cool.
It's called sensual. to me, sensuality is an art form, just like, you know, making love is an art form.
Well, you're definitely an artist. And so the other thing about our parties that I actually enjoy, because it's something that I am only able to go to a certain extent with, but women, a lot of women are really new to toys in general. And I'm going to go back to your erections because I want you to keep one through the remainder of the show. But a lot of women are new to using toys. And one of the things that we're able to offer during our parties is really hands-on instructions on how to use their toys. So we provide a private setting. And cool thing for King and I is we get to do a lot of market research before we have the parties, and we take a look at some of the new and exciting toys. Like we recently did an interview with Nick Hawk from the Showtime show Gigolo, who has his own toy line, and get some of the background information, test some of the products out, and then we're able to bring them to our clients. And it's not like, this right here, it does X, Y, and Z, and you can try this at home, but no, you can try it. You can try it here. And King incorporates a lot of those toys, even the massage candles, the massage soy candles that melt into a massage oil. Like, they get to try their toys right then and there, see how they like them, modify them to their preference, and then take them home and use them. So it's a full experience, and, I mean, I personally appreciate what we do, and the feedback that we get is tremendous.
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've had so many people just say, you know, they've been to one of these type of parties before, and they thought it was going to be like a Tupperware party, and they didn't even notice the whole time that toys were available until they were turned on to the point that they knew they had to have one. Because, I mean, like I said, I've worked with other people before, and it's great that you're not there shoving toys down their throat, which would be interesting.
Not
but,
down their throat.
No, but, I mean, it's not a pitch, and it's a good time.
Yeah.
It's a party that you could have a good time at, whether you wanted a toy or not. You know?
Absolutely. It truly is an experience. So I was going to ask you this before we kind of wrap things up for today. I think we have somewhere like 3 or 4 minutes left. But one of the questions that came from our Tampa party, and I want to give a huge shout-out to Sweetie813 Shay.
What's
on Instagram.
Up,
you got, yeah, check her out. Again, it's Sweetie813 Shay in Tampa. Amazing, amazing, amazing woman, and introduced us to some of her beautiful and absolutely hilarious friends. The ladies were wondering when you did the right touch demonstration, which we're gonna, that's a show in itself, but it's where King actually shows us how men like to be stroked. And when I say shows us, there's no PowerPoint, there's no brochure, there's no diagram. Like, he shows us. And
with my PowerPoint.
With your PowerPoint poll, yeah, all that. it totally steals the show, so it's a great way to end the night because it ends in a climax, and I think a few people have fireworks in their pants and stuff, and then they exit stage left quickly. But they wanted to know. I heard them asking, like, do you have a cock ring on? Which nothing's wrong with it. I mean, I think it's an amazing tool for men to use if they have some challenges with keeping an erection for a long time. But is that something that you use when you do these performances, or have you?
No cock ring, no tying off,
no
use of drugs or anything like that, just all natural.
All natural, mental, natural.
Well, I mean, I think we spoke about it in a previous show. I'm a complete exhibitionist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it turns me on. So, you know, the thought of being able to entertain a room full of ladies and actually help them with learning a few things, I hope they go home and use it on their lover. And, you know, they don't even have to credit me because I don't want to get nobody in trouble. But,
yeah.
You know, I definitely hope that the techniques that I show them they use, because, you know, sometimes I've seen people do demonstrations with, like, a banana or a cucumber, but, you know, a banana or cucumber don't have veins. A banana or cucumber doesn't have balls on it. So there's so many other things that you can do besides just the regular stroke that every woman seems to try and use at times. You know, there's many different ways, and I love entertaining. I think that's one of my biggest turn-ons.
Well, we're glad that you do, because it's a form of entertainment for us. So we are out of time on this Fantasy Flight. I know, it goes by so quickly. Thank you all for listening. We hope that you booked your Jet Setting Jasmine and King Noir party. You can find all of our information at jetsettingjasmine.com. And, of course, check us out on Twitter, King Noir, Jet Set Jasmine, Instagram, The King Noir, and Jet Setting Jasmine. And just Google us, and we're there. Can't wait to see you on our next flight. King, will you take us out?
This is a renaissance for the art of making love, jet set around the globe with the Mile High Club. Thanks for tuning in, y'all.